Reading passage. Uluru, also known as Ayers Rock, is 3.6 kilometers long, 2 kilometers wide, and roughly oval in shape. It's a 9.4 kilometer walk around it and a 345 meter climb to the top. The rock is thought to be a tip of a mountain that extends several kilometers below the surface. Made of arkosic sandstone, Uluru is renowned for the way it changes color in the light and is particularly spectacular at sunrise and sunset. Uluru is located in the Uluru Kata-Chuta National Park, about 335 kilometers to the southwest of Alice Springs in Australia's Northern Territory. The park is 132,566 hectares in size and is World Heritage listed. Uluru is the homeland of the Pichancha-Chara and Yankuni-Chachara people, also known as Anangu, and was returned to their care and ownership in 1985. The area contains carvings and paintings by Aboriginal people and is also the location of a number of sacred sites, which are closed to the public. The monolith sandstone has weathered in places to form interesting shapes and caves. Uluru was named Ayers Rock by the European explorer William Gosse, who sighted it in July 1873. He named it after the South Australian Premier at the time, Sir Henry Ayers. In 1995, the name of the national park was changed from Ayers Rock Mount Olga National Park to Uluru Kata-Chuta National Park to acknowledge Anangu ownership and their relationship with the area. The current resident Aboriginal Pichancha-Chara and Yankuni-Chachara population numbers around 150. These people have traditional rights of occupation and live in the discrete Mutichuru community living area close to the rock. The population varies from time to time due to the itinerant nature of the people, generally increasing when special ceremonies are held. Traditional occupations are hunting and gathering. Controlled burning has long been used as a means of environmental management. Aboriginal people have tended to emigrate from traditional homelands to seek paid employment, although in recent times this has been somewhat reversed.